Hello, 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 hello. This is the Anything Is Possible podcast with Corey T. Works, because I motherfucking work. That's why I've been busy and I haven't been working on here. But okay, and yesterday on Halloween, we have Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, definitive remarks made by Houston Texans slave owner Bob McNair. I thought he was talking about Steve McNair, but it's Bob McNair. After old racist mayonnaise Bob McNair said earlier last week during a meeting between NFL players and NFL owners that the league couldn't have the inmates running the prison. And how can we say Jerry Jones defended this? Fellow mayonnaise are being racist. That's why God isn't allowing me to say these words correctly. Fellow mayonnaise, NFL owner Jerry Jones will later defend the Houston Texans owner by saying Bob is one of the absolute most admired people as far as the ownership there is in the NFL. And it's so unfortunate that he has had this happening to him. And I'm reading it and I'm listening to him. It's so unfortunate he had this happen to him. He said this out of his own mouth. He said, we cannot have the NFL players running the NFL. It's like basically the prisoners running the prison. Basically, that's what he said. And I'm like, basically Jerry Jones will later on say that he's like one of the better owners in the NFL. And I'm just like not disagree with Jerry Jones when I really look at it. Cause I'm not saying what dude said was good, but basically I'm taking it as Jerry Jones saying there's more racist people out there. Like they're even worse. Like Jerry Jones is probably worse than this dude. Like they're all, you're dealing with evil old mayonnaise skinned white men that have had everything given to them. They're reptiles. I keep on telling you all, they're reptiles. I don't know if they're reptiles, but I know they're rich billionaires. You cannot tell, it's hard to tell billionaires what to do. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I know China, they would execute a billionaire if like they're like put lead in like a baby stroller or some shit like that. I think that's what we need to get on. We need to get on that tip. Execute the billionaires. Execute them. Not all of them. I fuck with Bill Gates. I fuck with Bill Gates. I fuck with Steve Jobs, P. Diddy. I don't know if P. Diddy real billionaire being ignorant right now. But you gotta look at it the right way. Look at it the right way. The NFL is run by old white men. And you cannot tell a billionaire what to do. That's like the nigga that own what's his name? Bill Dolan or some shit, whatever. I don't want to put somebody's name. Maybe I shouldn't have said his name, but I don't know his name. The owner of the Knicks, when he was fighting with, was it Charles Oakley or whatever, one's old ass players or whatever. And he had him thrown out and had his name smeared and all this other shit, saying he was an alcoholic and all this other stuff. I don't know if he was an alcoholic, but it didn't have nothing to do with the situation. But I'm just saying these billionaires, they don't follow the same rules and stuff. These millionaires and billionaires. And it's sad because they should. They should at the end of the day. Everybody should be following the same rules, but we know they don't. Look at Donald Trump. It's like, how are you going to tell them not to say certain shit out their mouth and the president is saying the most wildest shit? It all trickles down to the bottom. Like, and it's sad to say we're bottom feeders, but until we get them out the way, we're bottom feeders. We're getting their scraps so they can say whatever. They feel like they can say whatever they want. But this has been the Anything Is Possible podcast where Corey T. Works. Because I motherfucking work, and thank you for listening. Thanks.